Welcome to morning prayer, Monday 26th October. O Lord, open our lips, and our mouth shall proclaim your praise. The Lord is full of compassion and mercy, slow to anger and of great kindness. He will not always accuse us, neither will he keep his anger forever. He has not dealt with us according to our sins, nor rewarded us according to our wickedness. For as the heavens are high above the earth, so great is his mercy upon those who fear him. As far as the east is from the west, so far as he sets our sins from us. As a father has compassion on his children, so is the Lord merciful towards those who fear him. For he knows what we are made. He remembers that we are but dust. Our days are but grass. We flourish as a flower of a field. For as soon as the wind goes over it, it is gone, and its place shall know it no more. But the merciful goodness of the Lord is from of old, and endures forever on those who fear him, and his righteousness on children's children, on those who keep his covenant, and remember his commandments to do them. The night has passed, and the day lies open before us. Let us pray with one heart and mind. As we rejoice in the gift of this new day, so may the light of your presence, O God, set our hearts on fire with love for you, now and forever. Amen. Psalm 123. To you I lift up my eyes, to you that are enthroned in the heavens. As the eyes of a servant look to the hand of their master, or the eyes of a maid to the hand of their mistress, so our eyes wait upon the Lord our God, until he have mercy upon us. Our eyes wait upon the Lord our God. Have mercy upon us, O Lord. Have mercy upon us, for we have had more than enough of contempt. Our souls have had more than enough of scorn of arrogant and of the contempt of proud. Our eyes wait upon the Lord our God. Sovereign God, enthroned in the heavens, look upon us with your eyes of mercy. As we look on you with humility and love, and fill our souls with your peace, through Jesus Christ our Lord. We read Psalm 124, the refrain, "Our help is in the name of the Lord." If the Lord himself had not been on our side, now may Israel say, if the Lord had not been on our side when enemies rose up against us, then would they have swallowed us alive when their anger burnt against us? Then would the waters have overwhelmed us and the torrent gone over our soul? Over our soul would have swept the raging waters. Our help in the name of the Lord. But blessed be the Lord, who has not given us over to be a prey for their thief. Our soul has escaped as a bird from the snare of the floor. The snare is broken and we are delivered. Our help is in the name of the Lord, who has made heaven and earth. Our help is in the name of the Lord. O God, maker of heaven and earth, you saved us in the water of baptism, and by the suffering of your Son, you set us free. Help us to put our trust in his victory, and to know the salvation won for us by Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be forever. Amen. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and be not wise in your own sight. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and be not wise in your own sight. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he will make straight your paths. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and be not wise in your own sight. Let us pray. Almighty Father, Father of all mercies, We thine unworthy servants do give thee most humbly and hearty thanks for all thy goodness and loving kindness to us and to all men, particularly to those who desire now to offer up their praises and thanksgiving for thy late mercies vouchsafed upon them. But bless thee for our creation, preservation, and all the blessings of this life, but above all for thine inestimable love in the redemption of the world of our Lord Jesus Christ, for the means of grace and for the hope of glory. And we beseech thee, give us that deep sense of all thy mercies, that our hearts may be unfeignedly thankful, and that we shew forth thy praise, not only with our lips, but in our lives, by giving up ourselves to thy service, and by walking before thee in holiness and righteousness all our days, through Jesus Christ our Lord, to whom with thee and the Holy Ghost be all honour and glory, world without end. Amen. As the Saviour taught us, so we pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen.